Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little Jimmy Ray. I mean, Stevie Ray. Jimmy Ray's his brother. He's the other one. He's with the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Now, this is Stevie Ray. He's not with us anymore. We still miss him, though, but we still have his music. 17, Stevie Ray Vaughan, by the way, in case you didn't know that. 17 Tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some platters. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're not playing some blues. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Don't want to miss a second of our time with our friend Connor Healy, the Chief Executive Officer of the Cork County Chamber of Commerce, the Cork Chamber. Connor and I met back in earlier this month in Louisville. We were both at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. And Connor, do you guys say County Cork? Or Cork,
yes,
County.
Indeed. County Cork. County,
okay,
Cork.
Good. I love that. I like hearing that because in America we would say Cork County, but you say, okay, County Cork, and I'm glad you say it that way because I think that's really, you know, the Irish way to say it. Hey, okay. Listen, talk to us about, my audience knows how out of control I am in support of chambers.
Okay.
I believe chambers of commerce are the most important non-business entity, really, in any local economy, and you're running that local chamber there in County Cork. Tell us about what a chamber of commerce does in Ireland.
Well, a chamber of commerce does in Ireland what chambers do all over the world, and that's one of the reasons I was in Louisville back in August, Jim, was to engage with chambers all across the U.S. because from my perspective, chambers in the U.S. do an outstanding job and are a real benchmark in terms of successful chambers and how to do things well. So I suppose our focus is like all chambers on our membership. You know, we've got about 1,000 member businesses at Cork Chamber. About 80% of those are small businesses. You know, they're employing, mm-hmm, you know, under about 50 or so people or under. And, you know, we provide a range of services to those businesses, helping them to promote what their products and services, helping them to internationalize where that's an opportunity for them. We run a whole series of events and activities to help with networking, information generation.
How much of your activity, Connor, is helping them do trade with other countries?
Quite a bit of it is. We work very closely as well. We're very lucky in Ireland. We've got a very, very strong government or state agency called Enterprise Ireland, okay, which works on helping Irish companies get out into the international marketplace.
Right.
But we work with Enterprise Ireland very closely, but we also focus very much on particular locations around the world where Cork has particular relationships. And two of those, one is in Asia, where Cork has a sister city relationship with Shanghai. Uh-huh. But in the U.S., County Cork has very strong relationships with Cook County and Chicago. And
right.
Cork City, where I'm based, has really strong relationships and has been a sister city of San Francisco
right.
with about 30 years or so. And we've developed over the last few years in the chamber really good links and agreements, understanding.
How has that benefited your area, those relationships? Because I'd like to see chambers of commerce in other parts of the in other parts of the world, especially the United States. I'd like to see them start doing more of those kinds of relationships. How have those relationships benefited your chamber and your community?
Business is all about people, and it's all about opening doors and making connections and creating links. And that's what we do. We engage and we work with the San Francisco Chamber to help understand the business climate in San Francisco a little bit. It gives our businesses here an opportunity to get into the market, okay, in California and the Bay Area and so forth. Equally, we're now working to see a trade delegation come either later this year or early in the new year from San Francisco over here to Cork to develop business links in Cork. So we look at that across a number of facets, depending on the business. And clearly, from a sectoral perspective, into California, Silicon Valley, San Francisco, and so on, we put a particular focus on the technology area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was speaking about the role of chambers. One of the key roles of chambers of commerce anywhere you go is how they support and represent and be the voice of businesses from a lobbying perspective on key policy issues.
Right.
So, like Chambers, we develop policy, we work then very, very hard to engage and move forward those policy initiatives with local government, national government, and sometimes into the EU.
Including, in a way to help government when they make their decisions, to make them so that they don't hurt businesses.
Absolutely. Our job is to ensure that government decisions are, for this region, that they're made, that they certainly don't harm the business environment in this
right.
region, and that on the more positive end, that they're proactively supporting business in this region.
So the three main areas that you cover, which is pretty significant, are development of local commerce and international
yes.
trade, but also economic development, and
yes.
and then as well as the lobbying portion.
Absolutely,
that's a big job. That's a big job. And folks, this gives you and let me tell you something, folks. If you ask 9 out of 10 chamber executives in America, that's what they do too. If you didn't know that those are the roles of a chamber of commerce in every community that there is one. Whether they're doing a good job or not is another topic. But that's why, Connor, I tell my small business audience, I want you to be a member of your chamber. Now, don't just join, but join and get involved. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think the message that I give to all, you know, when I stand in front of a group of new members of Cork Chamber, I tell them, look, get involved, and you get out of chamber what you put into chamber.
The chamber is you.
Absolutely, and we provide the infrastructure, we facilitate the development, and we very much encourage our members to engage, get involved, and make the most of their membership, and most do that.
Give us your website, Connor.
It's www.corkchamber.ie.
.ie for Ireland. He's in Cork, Ireland, ladies and gentlemen. Connor Healy, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce there. When we come back, I'm going to ask Connor to give us a little bit of reporting on how things are going in the EU these days. How's it going over there? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.